This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the Russian election.
President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide victory in the presidential election. A win will extend his rule by another 6 years and takes place against the backdrop of the harshest crackdown on political opposition and freedom of speech in Russia since Soviet times. Putin's fiercest political rival, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison last month, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. Only three token candidates and no one who opposes his war in Ukraine were allowed to run against him. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says that he supported an idea to release opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a prisoner exchange just days before the man who was his biggest foe died. In his first comments to address Navalny's death, Putin said that dissident's demise, it happens. There's nothing you can do about it. It's life. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the widening flap between U.S. and Israeli leaders.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hitting back against growing U.S. criticism over his handling of the war with Hamas and its death toll in Gaza. On Fox and Friends, Benjamin Netanyahu says,
"We're going to destroy the remaining Hamas terrorist battalions in Rafah. Is both important for eradicating the Hamas rule, but also important for getting the hostages out."
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for the prime minister to be replaced through an election, which Netanyahu calls inappropriate.
"We're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they'll elect, and it's not something that will be foisted upon us."
He says most Israeli voters support his actions in Gaza after the brutal October 7th attack that killed over 1,000 Israelis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com.